Can I take you out for coffee and pick your brain? Can I take you out for a meal and ask you some questions, ask you some advice? When somebody says that to us, we probably feel pretty good. It's a bit of an ego boost. Wow, this person thinks I've got information about what they need and I can help them. And we've probably said it to other people. Please, can I pick your brain? Please, can I ask you some questions? And then we offer it with this, unfortunately, very disrespectful pre-frame of, can I take you out for a coffee or can I take you out for a meal? I received a fantastic uppercut and I was quite young, and I'm very appreciative of the fact that I got it so young so I didn't make a fool of myself over and over. When I asked somebody, could I take you out for coffee and pick your brain? The answer was given to me quite abruptly. Do you think that my advice is only worth a cup of coffee? And that is so true. If you believe that this is the person that can help your business grow, help you lose weight, help you get into a better relationship, help you get into a better career path, and you only offer to buy them a cup of coffee, so what, they're worth $5? Here's a great strategic plan, as I call it, to make sure that you're not an ask-hole. And the person who told me that they're worth more than a $5 cup of coffee also called me an ask-hole, which is a person that asks but has no understanding of how to ask appropriately or how to apply the information appropriately. So here's the simple strategy. Number one, the best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. So before you ever ask anybody else for help, do everything you possibly can on your own to see if you can do it. Do all the research, do all the groundwork, ask all the questions, find out everything that you need to know and do all that you can possibly do before you ask anybody else. Now, the really cool thing that could happen there is you won't need anybody's help. You'll do it, you'll achieve it, and then your self-esteem goes up, your self-confidence goes up. You now try bigger and better and greater things because you've done something on your own. So the great thing to do first is find a helping hand at the end of your own arm and do it yourself. If, however, you realize that you've tried everything, you've done all the research, and now you really need some expert advice, you really need to talk to a specialist, now you need to find the specialist for you. One of the really inappropriate and disrespectful things to do is run around and ask 20 people for their advice. Either you find the very best person and go and ask them, or find out before you ask anybody who is going to be the best person. Because again, that delightful expression ask hole happens when you get lots and lots of advice from lots of different people and either implement nothing, or you don't show the respect of the person who is the very best at this particular subject or this topic. So do your research, find out who's the best person to ask. Then the pre-frame's a little bit different than can I take you out for a cup of coffee. The pre-frame needs to be like this: excuse me, sir, excuse me, madam. Now, whether you do that via phone or email or handwritten note, but appropriate is a personal contact. To send somebody an email to do this seems commonplace, but for the people who have got the life experience and the wisdom of being able to help you, they're probably a little bit more chronologically advanced, which means they would really appreciate some personal communication rather than an email. So give them a call or drop in to see them at their office or their place of business and ask appropriately, which goes more like this: you are the expert in this area. You are the absolute specialist in this particular topic. I've researched everybody and realized that you are the only person that could really help me appropriately. What do I need to do to invest or to have you invest an hour of your time or half a day of your time in helping me with my particular challenge, my project, with the answers to my questions? Now, the beautiful thing is that people who are successful, people who have got lots of life experience, they're really good at anything, will usually be the kind of people that love to help. So they'll probably say, sure, come for a cup of coffee, or come and have lunch with me, or come and invest some time with me at my office. But they are the ones that have to decide how much they're worth, not you. It's inappropriate for me to say, can I buy you a cup of coffee and pick your brain? So here's what might happen. For sure, I've got 25 minutes at the end of the day, be at my office and you can ask me all the questions that you've got. And or they might say, of course, my professional advice is $5,000 an hour and you can book in with my secretary. Now, of course, you don't have to invest the $5,000, but a really great thing to do would be, A, ask yourself, how is this person worth $5,000 for an hour of their time? And or if they give you the information that you need, how much value will they add to your business or to your life? For example, if you ask advice of a career advisor, on how to get a new career path, and you're currently earning $50,000 a year, and you get a new career path where you're earning $500,000 a year, to invest $5,000 on an hour of their time is obviously a tiny investment compared to how much they can help you. So you've got to do your numbers and work out, if this is the expert that can really help me with what I need, then how much money am I prepared to invest to make sure that I can get the very best information that they can provide me with? And you might be surprised that you might get it as a gift from them, and or it might come at a very high price, but it could be the most valuable thing you've ever done. The next step is this. When you go to see that expert, it's not about talking about you and all you've done and all you know. If you're talking, you're only hearing what you already know. When you go to an expert or a guru or a specialist in an area, have a list of questions ready and then listen to the answers. It's really inappropriate and disrespectful to go and waste the time of somebody who's really good at what they do by telling them what you know. You're going there to find out what they know and how they can help you, not talk about yourself. And it's one of those interesting things, and again, I'm really glad I got the uppercut for it, because when you're younger, as I knew everything, and I'm sure you do too, as the older and more mature I get, the more I realize what I don't know, and it doesn't matter who I'm chatting to, I can learn from everybody. But if you have invested time and or a large amount of money in a guru or a specialist or an expert to help you with what you want to know, what you want to do, make sure you have the questions prepared, the questions ready, and ask them with warmth and be genuine and listen to the answers. In other words, shut up. Ask the questions, listen to the answer. Ask the questions, listen to the answer. And respect the person who you have told or you've shared with that you know you believe that they can help you with your challenge or with your particular problem. So it's a respect thing. It's a manners thing. Last but not least, if you take somebody's advice, or whether or not you use it doesn't matter, because of course you don't have to. But if somebody's invested their time, even if you have paid them for their time, it's really important to thank them. So for instance, if what they did for you helped your business grow or helped you lose weight or helped you get out of a job that you don't like or got you into a new career or any of those wonderful things that people can help you with, please make sure that you share with them very specifically what they did that helped you and how their advice changed your life, and then say thank you appropriately. So if you're going to buy a gift, make sure that if it's wine, they drink wine. Make sure if you buy them tickets to the movies that they actually go to the movies. Silly to buy their dog a present if they've got a cat. Make sure that the present is appropriate, not just some mindless gift. And then make sure it's not just an email or a text message. You might think that's an appropriate way to communicate with people, but when you're thankful for something, a hand-delivered gift is really appropriate. A handwritten note in a card with a coloured envelope is so far superior than sending an email or a text. So do what you can first. Research the best expert. Ask the expert to invest time with you and pay them appropriately, and then make sure you thank them appropriately. If you really want to make your life better, your business better, have a better career path, have a better relationship, there are experts and specialists to help you with all of those things. And if they do, they're very valuable. So treat them with the value that they deserve, and it's more than a cup of coffee.